7. I want to take you some breaking news we're getting through to BBC Tees tonight. A senior lecturer at Teesside University has denied any involvement in phone hacking at the News of the World. Bethany Usher was arrested yesterday. Well, our man David McMillan has the latest tonight. Hi, David.
Good evening, Neil. Yes, Bethany Usher, as you've just said, is a 31-year-old lecturer in journalism at Teesside University. She was arrested yesterday in Northumberland. At the time, Teesside University said they wouldn't be commenting on the situation. However, Bethany Usher has released a statement to the Guardian newspaper this afternoon. She says that, due to the huge and justified public interest in practices at News of the World and the fact my name has become attached to them, I feel I have no alternative but to release a statement today. I embarked on a career in journalism with the best intentions, believing that being the eyes and ears of the public was just a profession. I worked for national newspapers between 2005 and 2008, spending two of those years at the News of the World, working largely on the road in the north of England. At no time did I work in the Wapping office, and I had little contact with other colleagues. She goes on to say, I have never been involved in the interception of telecommunications in any way and strictly adhered to the Press Complaints Commission code of practice. However, I became disillusioned through working with some who saw human suffering simply as fodder to fill pages. As such, I made the decision to find an alternative career. She goes on to say, I fully support the work of Operation Waiting and the Levinson Inquiry and hope they will clean up an industry which forces out young people who choose a career path where they hope they could make a difference. And I've spoken to Bethany Usher this afternoon.
What did she say to you?
Well, she said she has nothing further to add to the statement right now, as the investigation obviously is continuing. However, she is confident she will be exonerated